Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keith D. Langston. We are rolling right along with Peacemaker Week. That, of course, is songs from the HBO Max, whatever you call it, John Cena-led Peacemaker show that was created and directed, I believe, by James Gunn. So, and he always has a unique taste on his songs that he picks for his soundtracks, as we saw with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1, 2, and 3. And this is no different. This show is no different. So was Suicide Squad. So I want to just go ahead and go right into this. Of course, I'm talking about House of Pain, and that, of course, is a Faster Pussycat song. So if you want to go ahead and hit the play button in 3, 2, 1, we'll watch along with this. Now, the first thing I'll talk a little bit about is, you know, the song and the video and stuff, and then I want to kind of go into a little bit of how this related to Peacemaker. But House of Pain being a power ballad from the band Faster Pussycat, it was from their album Wake Me When It's Over. The single itself was released in September of 1989. The album itself was released on August 28th, 1989, Wake Me When It's Over. And it was their second album. Now, of that, we had, I believe this was probably the biggest hit from that album. They also had a song, Poison Ivy, that I believe had a pretty good video for it as well. And that, it kind of didn't really do much. It reached number 28. House of Pain actually reached up to number 28 on the Billboard Hot 100. Of note, though, which is kind of cool, is that the video was directed by Michael Bay. And that, of course, is Michael Bay from Transformers and other big-budget action movies and stuff. He actually directed the video, which I don't see the slow-motion cuts as I do. Maybe, actually. Maybe a little bit, but it's a very... It's different. Like, you wouldn't think Michael Bay had actually directed this video, but it's kind of cool. So it reached all the way up to number 28 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Number 23 on the mainstream rock for Billboard. And that's kind of it as far as just information about where it ended up. But the band itself, Faster Pussycat, formed in 1986, broke up in 1993 with each of the band members kind of going their separate ways into semi-obscurity. But they did come along the right time, releasing their debut album at the same time of Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses, and therefore they were kind of considered part of that hair metal era. At their peak, they toured with Alice Cooper, David Lee Roth, Motorhead, and of course, it says the band is named after the 1965 exploitation film Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, which has a cult following as a campy go-go girls with guns flick. It was dedicated by Russ Meyer, who made a whole career out of low-budget 60 exploitation flicks, and some might even call him the godfather of that genre. Russ Meyer was so fixated on casting busty women that sometimes he specifically filmed women in their first trimesters of pregnancy just because it made their busts that much bigger. It's kind of funny. It says, and you think Quentin Tarantino has a fetish. So there you go. But this was actually used in the episode... The Peacemaker episode, The Chode Less Traveled, which was episode 4 of season 1, it was used at the end of the episode where Peacemaker actually listens to the song while reflecting on his childhood trauma and then turning to drugs and alcohol for support. I would be remiss to say that it's one of those interesting things in Peacemaker. As I said, James Gunn, you know, always picking the songs, kind of like the best songs for his soundtracks to his shows and movies and whatnot. It's kind of, when you hear it, I mean, this is one of these songs that it's kind of like an earworm from the 80s. You remember it, you remember hearing it on the radio, you know, you may remember seeing the video on MTV. And when this song starts playing, you're kind of like, oh shit, yeah, man. And of course, when John Cena's Peacemaker is going through thinking about the death of his younger brother, killing Rick Flagg and the Suicide Squad, it's just kind of it fits very, very well. So once again, James Gunn just hitting it out of the park, hitting a grand slam as far as matching up a song on his soundtrack to go beautifully with a whatever the motion picture or the attraction that he's doing. So great job, James Gunn, as I'm sure he doesn't need me to tell him that. But that is Faster Pussycat, House of Pain, here in the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day on the Place to Be Nation Experience. And I'm gonna stop talking and we'll let this kind of play out at the end in the House of Pain by Faster Pussycat. So thank you for joining us and stay tuned. Bye-bye.